Hey, Mike, glad you could join me for some great seafood.
Me too.
Wait, why are you dressed in fishing gear?
You said we were going out to catch great seafood, right?
Yes, to Popeyes. Do you even know how to fish?
No, I thought you did.
Oh, yeah, I could catch pretty good seafood at Popeyes. Let's go.
Let Popeyes do the fishing while you enjoy our delicious signature seafood. Get Popeyes flounder fish sandwich or shrimp tackle box before they're gone. Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants.
From the Cruise Radio Studio in Jacksonville, Florida, this is Cruise News Today with Doug Barker.
Here's your cruise news for Monday, July 26, 2021. It's another win for Florida. On Friday night, a U.S. appeals court overturned its decision to reinstate the CDC's conditional sailing order for cruise ships sailing from the state. Previously, the three-judge panel had ruled in favor of the CDC. Now, however, the CDC's conditional sailing orders have become recommendations in Florida and not rules. However, most cruise lines will still plan to abide by the CDC's guidelines. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis first filed a lawsuit back in April, accusing the CDC of overreaching its jurisdiction. And it's a big restart for Celebrity Cruises. Celebrity Cruises' Celebrity Equinox set sail from Port Everglades on Sunday, making it the eighth Celebrity ship to resume cruises. Currently, Celebrity Millennium is sailing in Alaska, Summit and Edge are cruising in the Caribbean, Apex is operating Greek Isles cruises, and Silhouette is sailing from the UK coastline. Also down in the Galapagos, the expedition ships Flora and Celebrity Expedition are also sailing around. Good deal. And finally, Bahamas Paradise Cruise Line ship Grand Classica set sail from the port of Palm Beach on Saturday, marking the line's return to passenger cruising. The ship now resumes regular scheduled two-night round-trip voyages to Freeport, Bahamas. Passengers do have the option to take the round-trip cruise for two nights or extend their stay on Grand Bahama Island for booking two one-way sailings on Grand Classica. Bahamas Paradise Cruise Line currently operates one ship, which was formerly the Costa Classica. And cruise line stocks closed the week down last week. Carnival Corporation down 3%, 21.96. Royal Caribbean flat, 77.72. And Norwegian down 3, 24.87. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Back in the studio here for a little while at least. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Thank you so much for watching.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.